The unreasoning malice of Paul's enemies. The request was granted, and Paul stood on the stairs, and beckoned with the hand unto the people. His bearing commanded respect. And when there was made a great silence, he spake unto them in the Hebrew tongue, saying, Men, brethren, and fathers, hear ye my defense which I make now unto you. In the universal hush he continued, I am a Jew, born at Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, educated according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God as you all are this day. RSP. The facts he referred to are well known. He then spoke of his former zeal in persecuting the disciples of Christ, and he narrated the circumstances of his conversion, telling how his proud heart had been led to bow to the crucified Nazarene. The relation of his experience seemed to soften and subdue the hearts of his opponents. He then showed that he had desired to labor for his own nation, but in that very temple the voice of God had spoken to him, directing his course far hence unto the Gentiles.